Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, enough of that. Welcome to the Hollywood Hustle Show. I am your host, Nye Hollywood. I just needed to play a little No Doubt, a little Gwen Stefani here on this hump day, you know, while I was like kind of pulling it together last minute behind the scenes, you know, confirming some things on the back end. But we're here. We've made it. We're in the middle of the week. If this is your first time listening, welcome again. This is the Hollywood Hustle Show. Your host, Nye McGee, a.k.a. Nye Hollywood. And in case you didn't know, I am an entertainment reporter by day and a screenwriter by night, hustling my way through Hollywood until I land the big score. My Hollywood Hustle Show is here to help content creators and their stars take their craft to the next level. I'm here every Wednesday and Friday at 12 p.m. That's 2 p.m. if you're in my hometown of Chicago, 3 p.m., if you're on the East Coast, and Lord knows what time it is wherever you are in the world, if it's outside of the United States. Of course, I'm joined by my fabulous co-host here on the line, Redbeard. Are you there?
Yeah. You know I'm here. Who that? It's your boy, Redbeard. Yo, follow me on Instagram, Redbeard438. Follow me on Snapchat, Redbeard438. Tune in today to the Indie 15. It's going to be a dope show. We got my man's That Boy Red on the air today, dropping his new joint, All In My Feelings. Is going to be dope. What's good tonight, Hollywood?
Well, you know how it is. You know how we do it on Wednesday. We like to drop some knowledge on our listeners, specifically our content creators, our producers, our musicians, our actors, our producers, our writers, anybody who is hustling currently, wherever you are. But if you're trying to hustle your way through the business of Hollywood, whether you live in L.A. or in Hollywood or not, you know, I have been working in the business for over a decade. You know, I've interviewed a number of A-list stars. And just recently, I was invited to interview Oprah and Ava DuVernay for Queen Sugar, you know, their show on OWN, the hit show. That's supposed to be happening next week. Fingers crossed that it goes down. I mean, can you believe it, Redbeard? I literally have dreamed of this moment, to just stand in the presence of Oprah. Now, listen, I don't want to jinx it, but I'm speaking as if it's mine. I'm claiming it.
I'm putting it into the universe. You don't even have to worry about it.
You know
it
what I'm saying?
You'll definitely be in the presence of the great Oprah Winfrey.
Well,
and
you know what?
You should probably ask her about. Ask her to say that line. God loves Harpo. God knows I do. Get her to say that one good time, man.
Okay. Well, now, what do you want me to do? Be blacklisted from Hollywood from one phone call from Oprah? Okay, my entire career is over with.
And, right, entire career down the drain.
It's a done deal. Like, who's the black girl at the press event that wanted me to reenact the color purple? Right? Wait, start a file on her,
but
please.
But I'd kill him dead if I, you know what I mean? She snapped it,
right?
That's
right. So Fridays, what we do on Fridays usually here on the Hollywood Hustle Show, we spill the tea. I connect with my colleagues, the insiders behind the scenes, the publicists, the writers, the journalists, the bloggers, attorneys, okay, the assistants, people who like to spill the tea because, hell, why not? Either they're getting paid to, because they like to gossip, because they're underpaid, whatever the case may be. I tap into these people, reach out to these people, at the end of the week. I read the headlines, read the blind items, then I connect with some of my friends and say, have you heard about this, that, and the other? What's the truth, right? And then I kind of tell you what's going on. Now, I write for a number of publications, including EURweb.com, and we just recently started posting blind items, right? So if you follow me on EURweb.com and you're familiar with our blind items, take your time and guess, you know, go through the comment section, leave some guesses to who you think the players are in this blind item, because on Friday's show, I'm going to drop some reveals. I'm going to go through some of those blind items and talk about who they say, allegedly, we have to use the word allegedly so we don't get sued, who allegedly some of these people are. Specifically, there's one blind that I'm going to address, and I touched on this on Facebook today. There's a blind item now that legendary actress Kim Novak, who I love, she's still alive, and legendary performer Sammy Davis Jr. had a love child. The love child was shipped off to live with an affluent family, you know, put up for adoption. But apparently Kim and Sammy remained in contact with the baby. Apparently the baby grew up in Europe, has a wonderful relationship with mother Kim Novak. She's a British actress, or she's an actress in Europe. I think she's British, and apparently we all know who she is. Apparently she is the spitting image of her mother, only of color, and apparently it's, you know, insiders are saying, or this one particular source is saying, it's unbelievable that nobody has figured it out yet, that because the resemblance is so uncanny, people were, you know, it's like, how has Hollywood not figured out? Apparently mom and daughter have a pact. Once mom dies, daughter is at liberty to come forth and reveal the truth about who her parents are. So on Friday, if you want to join that discussion, we can guess. I have a few guesses. My friend said, well, let's go through all the black British actresses, okay? and then, you know, she would probably be around, what, 50, 60, I guess, years old. And let's try to figure out who it is. So that's one of the scoops we'll be talking about on Friday. Today's comic on the show.
You could probably get a couple of the actresses from out there to say, "Shiboing, boing, boing, it's Sammy, babe," and then determine to determine who is actually his daughter. The person who nails that's his daughter. Sammy,
you're saying the actress that does the best Sammy Davis Jr. impersonation.
Yes,
that's
his daughter.
Case closed.
Yes.
Now, one of my longtime friends on Facebook seems to think it's Naomi Campbell. He seems to think that Naomi Campbell looks like Sammy Davis, and I'm like, no, 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 no. Okay, but we'll save all that for Friday. Today we are talking about, we're going to get to Redbeard Indy 15 in about 20 minutes. But today's topic, media personality. What is a media personality and how you can be one too? I'm going to throw some knowledge, some tips out there throughout the show. My guest today is a colleague, a dear friend, who I met about 2 years ago at the press conference for Straight Outta Compton. And it literally was like fate. Her name is Jerissa Blount. Although I mainly refer to her as Jerissa. Of course, if I just mispronounced her name, she will check me when she comes on. She'll be joining us briefly. She, you know, is an entertainment reporter. She's a published author. She's doing speaking engagements about women empowerment and how to turn your mess and how to make your mess your message, how to turn your mess and make it your message. I mean, she's going to dish. I feel like she's an inspiration. I follow her journey on social media, of course, and she's a friend, and I reach out to her advice where I can. And so I wanted to invite her to share her hustle because I really do feel not only has she inspired me in many ways, I'm sure she will inspire some of our listeners. So we're going to get her on the phone right about in a minute or two. I think this may be her with the 917 area code. We all live in L.A., and everybody in L.A. has crazy-ass area codes. This could be a Cali call. It could be. I mean, if it's not 323 or 818, I don't know who it is. And my Cali people will know. If you live in Cali, you know those area codes, right? But anybody else, if you want to join in on the discussion today, ask me a question, ask Jerissa a question, hit up Redbeard during the Indy 15. Our call-in number, 646-668-8342. Let's go here to our caller. 917. Let's see who this is. 917. Is that Jerissa?
Yes. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Good. I am. So my voice is a little off because I apparently in my older age have developed allergies. So I will try to sound as clear as possible, but I'm good. And yes, I am still rocking the New York number because I earned it and I don't want to give it up.
Oh, that's New York. Thank you. Okay. Well, you know what? I have a question about that because I know you're born and raised. Are you from New York?
No, I'm from North Carolina, but I moved to New York shortly after college, about 6 months after college, and I stayed there for 9 years.
Gotcha. So like I said before, we brought Jerissa on the call. She's a dear friend, colleague. She's a media personality. She works as an entertainment correspondent, a technology journalist. She's a news reporter for Torrance City Cable. And just recently, she released her first book entitled I Choose Me, Coming Back from Heartbreak and Other Bad Relationships. And you also launched the 8-Day Comeback Challenge. It was an e-course for women to identify their blocks, get over fear, and just walk in their purpose. I mean, truly, you are the definition of woman empowerment. What's your inspiration, Jerissa? What inspires you?
I am inspired by anyone, honestly, that gets up every single day and keeps going. And so that's really why I decided to create that platform, the comeback series, and do the book I Chose Me, Coming Back from, you know, whatever. I'm inspired by people who do that because, you know, I saw my mom do that all her life. She overcame a lot of challenges, and, you know, I've seen a lot of valleys and had to climb over a lot of hills. So anyone who can, like, honestly just without excuse, feeling like a victim, without all those things, like, they decide that, you know what, I want it that much, I want it so much, I'm going to keep getting back up. I don't care how big the blow is, how disappointed I am, I know that my purpose is much bigger.
Absolutely. Now, I know you're based in L.A., and I know you travel often for work in New York, or, you know, I know you have people out there and such. And I'm curious, in terms of your profession, in terms of being a media personality, why LA and not New York? Do you feel like there are more opportunities for what we do as entertainment reporters in Los Angeles than there are in New York City?
I honestly think, as far as entertainment reporting, absolutely LA. I mean, this is like the mecca of entertainment. Now, if you want to, and I'm not saying that you can't do it in either city. I mean, you definitely could because, I mean, it's New York and it's LA. But I think New York is, you know, if you want to do more of like the print reporting for entertainment, then that may be the way to go, since it is like the media, the print media mecca of the world. But LA, I mean, you're in Hollywood, you're with all of the stars, and honestly, I wasn't exposed to that when I was in New York. I learned all of that here in LA.
Now, talk a little bit about, for our listeners who are curious to get involved with entertainment reporting or, you know, media producing and such, talk a little bit about your hustle as a media personality and what you do to get the scoop, how you connect with, mm-hmm. you know, celebrities. You know what I mean? How would you describe your hustle?
I would describe it like some people describe private, non-traditional. So I am what you would consider a non-traditional journalist. I did not go to journalism school. Me interviewing people was something that was self-taught. It was something that I wanted to do, which did originate in New York. I started in New York with a YouTube channel when YouTube was still very new, and I started interviewing indie filmmakers, indie actors, so people in a smaller community. But I'm sorry, ask me the question more so I want to make sure I
No, that's okay.
Correctly.
You're doing good. Yeah, just, you know, sort of about basically your day-to-day, your hustle as a media
right.
personality.
So if you want to get started and you're in LA or if you are in a smaller town, honestly, I would say use whatever you have. One, you want to be able to know all skills. You need to learn how to shoot. You need to learn how to edit. One thing I think is my, I guess, gold pin is that I'm very bold. So when I want to interview someone, I will research to the end of the internet to find out who I need to contact to get that person. One thing that I also did is I have a friend who used to be in PR. She still does a little bit of PR work. And because I had absolutely zero contacts in LA, I mean, this is really the hustle, so I'm going to be very transparent. I paid her to create a list for me of all of the publicists that she had worked with. So I paid her some money, and I literally emailed every single publicist on that list, and I said, if you have any clients or events coming up in LA that you would like coverage for, please let me know. I would love to cover it. And at that time, I had already done a year of volunteer work for another entertainment blog. So that's another thing, too. You know, some people are afraid to not get paid for stuff, and granted, you definitely should get paid. I am all about getting paid. At the time I started, as far as, like, doing print work and doing interviews, I didn't have any clips, so I needed to get clips. So I volunteered for a year for an entertainment blog. I had those. I sent that with the email. And I would say within a week I had, you know, publicists contacting me about their client. They may not be, you know, Will Smith or whomever, but you got to start. You got to start wherever you can start until you can get to those bigger names. And there are so many digital platforms now that are looking for correspondents, that are looking for reporters. It's very, very easy, but you can't just say, oh, I don't have the skill, or, oh, I don't have any connections. I mean, with the internet, there's no reason why you cannot find anybody you need to find. And another tip would be LinkedIn is my playground. If I know your name, I can find you. I will find you on LinkedIn. I will send you a message. And I have a very good pitch whenever I, you know, contact people. And I just ask them, do you have some work for me? Whether it's paid or free at the beginning, but you always, but that's just to build up to you until you can get those paid gigs.
Absolutely. Now that's knowledge, ladies and gentlemen. You guys just received some very knowledgeable, you know, I mean, like you said, if you're a non-traditional reporter, you either have to go through, if you're not traditional and not connected, you don't know. It will take you a long time to figure out and acquire the tips and the knowledge that Jerissa just dropped. And one thing that she said, which is very important, do your research. Because one thing that makes a media personality stand out from a journalist or stand out from a reporter or a blogger, because I really do think there's a difference between, you know, the four that I just rattled off, or three or four. I mean, at the core, it's all the same. We're writing, but a media personality knows how to do the research, thorough research, the type of research that will allow you to find something about that talent that you're about to interview, and use it to really connect with them on a personal level. And if you're able to do that, you can get them to get open up and feel so comfortable and open up and share parts of themselves or information that they probably weren't prepared to share when they sat down with you. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I just want to highlight something you said is connecting with people on a personal level. And that's what I mean by doing your pitch. When I pitch, I don't do the, you know, a lot of people fail right at that email when they just like, hi, my name is so-and-so. I'm a reporter. I would really like to interview you, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I mean, people, I'm sure they get those emails all the time, but my pitch always, and this is when your writing skills come into play, is that I go for the heart. I go for what can I connect with, just like you said, personally with this person. Sometimes, like, I may have, like, seen this person at an event, and I can say, you know what, I saw you on a panel at this event for journalists, and I was just awed by what you said, and it made me feel inspired and empowered. And when I thought about interviewing someone, you were the first person that I thought about. Those are the emails that will get you a response, not the flat ones. So definitely make it personal.
And let me ask you if you agree with this. I worked an event with Usher, okay, and I remember it was an Usher event, and after I'm talking to Usher, I'm talking to him, we have a picture, and I kind of walk away to get my stuff together. And in that moment, you know, after the photo with Usher, I'm not sure, I don't even remember what I said to him, to be honest with you. But I always keep my business, even if I'm starstruck, very 100% professional. So whatever I said to Usher was quick, it was brief, and then I kind of scurried off to the side to gather my things. I heard the publicist, because the publicist was listening to my conversation, I heard the publicist turn to someone and say, you see, that's the difference between a blogger and a journalist. Because a blogger thinks they're a star, and a journalist gets to the point. They're trying to get the story. And I'm sure whatever I asked Usher, it had something to do with me getting more information to drive my story. Whereas, and I'm not bashing bloggers, because most non-traditional reporters start off as bloggers. But a lot of bloggers want to be stars, you know, and they can't separate there. But I don't know. It's like you said, non-traditional, there are a lot of benefits, to being a non-traditional reporter. And one of those benefits are the rewards that come with the discovery of the process. What do you think?
Oh, my God, yes. And, you know, I used to, I mean, sometimes I struggle with it too, but I used to feel like you know, bad about, you know, not having the educational background of being a journalist, you know, the traditional way. But honestly, I have such a fresh take on things. Working in the newsroom, my news director always laughs at me because my pitches are so colorful. They're so different. They're so out the box, you know what I mean? Because sometimes it's like when you're you know how someone who is naive, they're so bold because they don't know any better, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes that's so good because you're looking for a different story. Your eye is different for things than sometimes how someone was trained to look at things. So
it's
a benefit for me. And that hustle, you're going to need that whether you went to school or not. Like, you got to find the story. You got to find the angle. You got to be hungry for it. And so because I've had to, you know, kind of piece it together to create this, you know, career that I want, you know, it's been a benefit for me.
And it's like you said, not only do you have to, you know, find your story, you have to be creative. These editors now, they want to know, do you have a voice?
Yeah.
They want to know, you know, it's like this, and it's kind of like what you did. You said you reached out to all these PR folks, you pitched them, and you got work. One of my angles, what I do is, it's, you know, because I don't work for Extra or Access Hollywood, so I'm not going to get the Angelina Jolies and the Brad Pitts of the world, but you never know, you know. But as of right now, because
yeah.
I work for web, most of my stuff is for web publications, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm generally like you. We take whatever the latest pop culture news is. We put our own twist and spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we report it for our various online outlets. Well, one of the things that I got in the habit of doing is if I've written a nice creative piece about a star that I want to get to, I'll send it to their PR people like, hey,
mm-hmm.
and that's part of my pitch. Like, you know what? I'm so-and-so. I write for so-and-so. If there's coverage for blah, 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 for while they're in town working on blah, 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 hit me up. I've already done coverage for them on this and this and that, and I'll provide links. I got you. Who did I get that way? I did a Jude Law interview and managed to get someone else from his agency who represents Leonardo DiCaprio and all these other big people. That's how I managed to get someone else on their agency, just part of the pitch of, like, being creative, you know.
Absolutely.
Now, before we wrap up, let me ask you something. Why do you think people are so fascinated with pop culture entertainment? And tie into that, who was your most challenging subject and why?
Wow. I don't, you know what? I thought about that, you know, why are people so fascinated with pop culture? That's a really hard question for me. I don't think I really know. I think, you know, people, especially with social media, have become obsessed with being able to feel like they're closer to celebrities now, you know. And so that obsession just grows for pop culture. The more they tweet, the more they're on Instagram, the more they're on Facebook Live, the more they're doing Instagram stories and Snapchat. Now people feel like they know them even more, and they're able to be part of their world. And I think a little bit of it allows people to kind of live in a fantasy world for a little bit, to be part of that culture. You know, people link up that way. It's just like when I grew up and, you know, back then, it was all about what they called the stories, soap operas, you know. That was our, you know, thing, how people connected with each other. Oh, my God, did you watch that show? Did you watch that show? It's a way for people to connect now about, you know, oh, my God, what kind of, you know, what are the names of Beyonce's twins going to be? You know what I'm saying? It you know, creates a connection and a conversation. And what was your second?
Who, if you want to spill, if you want to spill the tea, I know I will respect it if you don't want to. But who was your most challenging interview subject and why? Famous or non-famous?
I haven't had like a challenging one, but I have definitely had a moment where I was like, "Ooh, I shouldn't have asked that question." I remember I was interviewing Jason Derulo on his latest song, and he was dating the what's her name? The beautiful woman that the one that has a child with 50 Cent.
Oh yes, that girl. Yeah. I forget her name,
beautiful,
but I know who you're talking about.
Beautiful. So he just came out with this new song. They were dating, pictures and everything all across, you know, social media. And I asked him, we were talking about relationships and love, and he was very open about that. And I said, if you could be any kind of fruit, what kind of fruit would you be? I have no idea why I asked that question. And he was like, fruit? Oh, I'm not going to be no kind of fruit. And I realized how crazy that question was, because it made him, I guess, like, feel like, girl, I'm not no fruit in any kind of way. So that was
right.
So that was funny. But other than that, I haven't had any hard, you know, interviews. I mean, there are times when you're on the red carpet, and especially depending on, you know, what outlet you're with, if you're not with one of the big ones, a lot of people don't want to talk to you. So sometimes that does get hard, just trying to get, you know, people to even talk to you. But more than likely, they're pretty nice, you know. They're pretty nice. I haven't had any crazy ones.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that, too. I have learned that you have to learn your hierarchy, especially on the red carpet. You know, if you're Entertainment Tonight, Extra, Access Hollywood, those big names, you're closest to the arrival entrance, you know, followed by magazines like People and Us Weekly, and then the online press and the web people are usually at the end. But you know what? Luckily, I'll say, I don't know, because one of my outlets is black, I find that the black folks, if they're coming down the red carpet, they want to talk to the, they'll go that whole line to talk to the black. Okay,
yes.
They'll find you.
They do.
The black folks
they
will
do.
Find the black outlets. If they got to walk 100 press people, they will find you. So generally. Well, Jerissa, you know what? I thank you. I said a short segment. I know you're a busy woman. I don't want to take up too much more of your time. You really dropped a lot of knowledge today, and I really appreciate you joining me on the Hollywood Hustle Show. Really quickly, if you could give three words to ladies and men out there, three words on how, because I know you're the comeback queen, and in parting, I want the comeback queen to give us three words on how we can bounce back, how we turn our best into our message. I love that. I know that's your slogan, but are there three words or three adjectives or even a one-liner that you will leave us with as we continue on our week?
Oh, my God. How to bounce back? A one-liner? Oh, I can't sit the talker. It would be, gosh, I hate to do like a cliche one, but it's don't give up. Just don't give up.
Well, right, because mine is don't dream it, be it, which I've used from the Rocky Horror Picture Show ever since
that.
I saw it. Don't dream it, be it,
that.
Right? Yeah.
I love that.
That's been my motto
since
like middle school. Don't dream it, be it. And we are dreamers and we're actually doers. We're dreamers and we're doers, you and I, you know? So what else you got coming up in the pipeline, Ms. Jerissa?
I am still doing my book tour right now. So it will pick back up. This summer I'll be heading to Europe to do some stops over there, so I'm very excited. I'll be in London and Paris, and maybe a couple more, so I'm working on that. And I'm going to also go ahead and start my second season of the Comeback Series as well, which is my digital web show for women. And I'll see what else comes up. So.
Well, right on. We thank you, Ms. Jerissa, for joining us this first half hour of the Hollywood Hustle Show, darling. I wish you a very peaceful rest of your week and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Nye. Have a good one.
You too, darling. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Hollywood Hustle Show. That was my girl, Jerissa. I hope you enjoyed that chat. I hope you found it informative, because I did. Redbeard, you are coming up here. What did you think of that? What, I mean, you're not a media personality, but if you were, did you find that segment helpful, useful?
Yeah, I was actually upset that I didn't take some notes, because she did give a little information that would be helpful to people that's on the up and coming for that craft, that skill. If you missed out, check it back on the replay, because you definitely will need some of those tips that she just dropped. And like she said, don't give up, period. It don't matter what you're doing. Don't ever give up. Keep going.
Right? Now, we're gonna hand it over to Redbeard, but I just want to, if you are a blogger, aspiring blogger, or novice, aspiring entertainment reporter, or you want to, you're a media personality and you want some tips and you're non-traditional, I should say, let me just recap the tips that I find work for me really quick. You're not the star. Remember, you are not the star. The subject is. I go out to events and I see a lot of media personalities who want to take center stage, and it's like, babes, you're not the star. Number two, know your place in the hierarchy on the red carpet. Number three, do your research. It helps you to connect. Be creative. Develop your style. It will help you to connect with the subject, especially the celebrity, if that's your talent, right? It will allow them to open up, feel comfortable about around you. This works for me, people. Always be respectful, even when the handlers, even when the PR people are not, because they'll remember you. They won't remember how they treated you. They'll just remember how you responded. And, you know, these folks can affect your career, again, if you're not Oprah, if you're not, you know, Katie Couric, right? Get help where you need it. If you know you're a writer and you can't produce content, i.e. go out, shoot, direct, edit, find someone who can, negotiate, negotiate, see if they'll work with your limited budget, barter if you have to, barter. I find a lot of creatives will barter where they can't afford to exchange cash. All right, so here we go, folks. Let's breathe. Do you want to take a quick song break, Redbeard, before we bring your guest on, or you want to get right to it?
Let's just jump right into it, man. I ain't had my bro on the line for a minute. Let's get right into it.
Right into it.
What's
okay,
good,
so
bro? This should
have
been Red.
I think 815, you might have to turn us down in the background. We have an echo, so if you're listening to us in the background, you got to turn it off.
Hello. Red,
hey,
is that you, bro?
Okay. So here,
yeah, hello.
Welcome to Hollywood Hustle.
Excellent. So what's good, Red? We on the Indy 15 right now, and before we get started, I just wanted to let people know, if you want to call in, holler at Red or your boy Redbeard, the number is 646-668-8342. That's right, Hollywood, right?
Right.
Okay, bet. So now check this out, man. I was working on the set of Empire, and I came across two of the
dopest brothers I have ever met. Redbeard, slow down. Hold on. I think Red might be, because we're having a lot of feedback. Can you hear the echo in the background? Yeah. So
okay.
He's listening,
can you hear me now?
In the background. Yeah. He's just gonna have to turn us off. Wow.
Yeah,
yes.
Definitely. I can hear you now, bro. All right, so like
okay,
I was saying, I was working on the set of Empire, came across these two, I was actually stranded, and these brothers actually got me to the crib that night, man. So I want to give a warm welcome to my boy, that boy Red. What's good, Brody?
What's the word, bro? How you doing, man?
I'm great, man. How's everything?
Everything cool, bro.
That's what
chilling,
I like to hear, man.
Man.
And I know you have. You know I pay close attention to you, bro. When you think nobody's watching, there's always somebody watching you and paying attention to what you got going on. And with that being said, we gonna jump right off into it. Why don't you, and I know this is your first time on this show, so and a lot of the people out there probably don't know about That Boy Red. So why don't you go ahead and tell the people that's listening right now a little bit about yourself.
Man, what's up, man? Hollywood Hustle. I go by the name of That Boy Red from Chicago Heights, Illinois, man. I've been doing this music for a minute. I'm on the record label Hits on Deck Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? And we've been just indie pushing out music, you know what I'm saying? Having fun with it, basically.
Exactly. So how long you been doing music?
Man, since, you know what I'm saying, officially since high school. I took it serious in high school, bro, like. For about 10 years strong.
Yeah, exactly. So it's about that time for you to really make a some noise in the industry.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to come with that song, man. That one song is gonna make them pay attention to me, you know.
Yeah, see, we're not even going to discuss. Don't jump off into the joint yet. Don't jump off into the joint yet. I'm telling you, the song he's, if we're talking about the same song, it will definitely create a buzz for you, because the joint is hot, and we're going to be dropping that in a couple minutes. But, so as far as the music is concerned, who have you worked with? I mean, as far as producers, engineers, artists, who you got?
Man, I done worked with, you know what I'm saying, I done worked with a group, C-Mob, as far as music. I done worked with, you know what I'm saying, my homie Viz. Vision, you know what I'm saying? He real tough in the acting and stuff now, too. My man's Fame, Hitmaker Torres, you know, he tough in the acting now, too. You know
Shout out
saying?
To Fame.
Yeah, man, who else I didn't work with? Man, as far as producer-wise, I didn't work with Novocaine. I didn't work with him. Who else I didn't work with? Man, I didn't chop it up in the studio with Mush Millions. You know, I got a chance to show him, you know what I'm saying, how I do in the lab. And, you know, just a lot of indie people that's on their way up to the top, basically, I feel like.
Exactly.
A lot of indie people.
Exactly. That's a nice little resume, because Mush Millions, bro, got a nice little buzz. So if you was dealing with him, that's nice right there. So,
man, my homie Money Mills, too. Money Mills, I got to say him, too, my bad, because he produced a couple songs that I got on his list.
Ah, Money Mills, indeed. I follow bro on Facebook, so I definitely know about him and how he get down. Yeah, definitely. So now, speaking of this song, All In My Feelings, you know that's like the most popular slogan going on right now. Get out your feelings. You all in your feelings. And you just happen to make a song about it. It's catchy and dope. What made you do that?
Being on social media, I ain't gonna lie. Being on social media, bro, you know. You know, and dealing with those type of situations, too. Everybody done been all in their feelings with a female or anything, you know what I'm saying? So
yep.
I feel like, you know, it's a universal song, man.
And it definitely is. So without further ado, you want to go ahead and introduce That Boy?
Oh, man. Yeah, man. I ain't know y'all was going to play it, but
Hits on Deck. Oh, yeah, we going to drop it. We definitely going to drop it.
Yeah, man. See, Hollywood Hustle. Shout out to Hollywood Hustle, my single, All In My Feelings. Shout out to the homie Redbeard. Shout out to the whole Hollywood Hustle. I appreciate y'all, man, for even, you know, giving me a chance to shine on y'all's show, you know.
Indeed. And here we go. We getting ready to go into That Boy's Red new summer anthem. It's called All In My Feelings. Check it out.
I break it down and I roll it up and I'm still. You the only one who just got me all in my feelings. I drop the top and I hit the block when I'm with. You the only one who just got me all in my feelings, yeah. You the only one who just got me all in my feelings. You the only one who just got me all in my feelings. You the only one who just got me all in my feelings. You the only one who just got me all in my feelings, yeah. I'm R&D and I'm on the block and I'm tipping. She texting me and she talking about that he trippin'. She FaceTime and she talking about is you with me? Cause it's over with and it's done with cause she different. First I hop in my new fit, then I hop in my new whip. Now I'm about to go ride down cause I'm the one that she cool with. Let me know what you feel, let me know what the deal. Look me in my eyes and tell me if it's real. Yeah, I'm smoking still up in the ride she with me. She telling me what she feel inside, I'm trippin'. She looked at me and she said it's something she missin', yeah. She stopped the car, next thing you know, we kissin', yeah. I break it down and I roll it up and I'm sippin'. You the only one who just got me all in my feelings. I drunk the top and I hit the block when I'm whistlin'. You the only one who just got me all in my feelings, yeah. You the only one who just got me all in my feelings. You're the only one who just got me all in my feelings. You're the only one who just got me all in my feelings. You're the only one who just got me all in my feelings, yeah. Now I smoke a cup and she take a sip. I smoke a blunt and she take a hit. We conversating, this making sense. Cause I'm A1, no counterfeit. Let me know what you feel, let me know what the deal. Look me in my eyes and tell me if it's real, yeah. I break it down and I roll it up and she lied. She telling me what she feel inside and I like. I take a puff, she take a hit. On Instagram, she taking pics. Private jet, she take a trip. When it's said and done, she taking, yeah. Girl, I don't wanna just be that bitch you lean on. Girl, I don't wanna just be that shoulder you lean on. Girl, I wanna be so much more than that bitch you lean on. Girl, I wanna be so much more than that shoulder you lean on. I break it down and I roll it up and I'm sippin'. You the only one who just got me all in my feelings. I drunk the top and I hit the block when I'm whistling. You the only one who just got me all in my feelings, yeah. You the only one who just got me all in my feelings. You the only one who just got me all in my feelings. You the only one who just got me all in my feelings. You the only one who just got me all in my feelings, yeah.
That was hot. You like that Hollywood, huh?
Man, that was hot. The beat, the groove. I was grooving back here. I'm digging it.
Exactly. I told bro when I was like, bro, that's a jam, bro. It needs to be on the radio ASAP.
Thank you. I appreciate it, bro.
Yeah. So, hey, you shot a video for it too, right?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You shot a video for that too, right?
Yeah, yup, you can go find the video on YouTube, HODTV. That's all you got to do, look that up.
Okay, who shot it for you?
My man's Alvin Elmore shot it for me, man. Shout out to Alvin Elmore as well, bro, because he shot the video. He deal with people like, such as Wagga Flocka, Bo Dill, that whole little squad of people,
nice.
You know, so, you know, shout out to Alvin Elmore, man, because he worked with me on that, man.
And I've seen the video, and you got a crisp, clear, well-shot video for it. He did a good job. Tell me.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
Indeed. So, what you got working? What you working on right now? Because you're gonna have to follow up with something real hot behind this one right now. What you got coming up?
Oh, man, I got a joint mixtape I'm working on with my man, J.O. the King. You can hit him up, Hits on Deck, J.O. and all that, too, as well. Me and him doing a joint mixtape. I think we agreed on the title, man. I don't really want to say it because I don't know. We were still going through titles, but we definitely got the single with Fame on it called Bless Her. But I think we was going to call it Only in America, though. I believe that's what it was going to be called. But,
Okay. Nice. Oh, how soon can the people be expecting that to drop?
Man, before the end of the summer, man. We working, man. Fame doing a lot of stuff, and J.O. doing a lot of stuff, man. But we been together on the phone, just writing it through the phone or whatever, agreeing on beats, just, you know. So we going to get it done, though, before the end of the summer, you know.
Okay, cool. Now, you and Fame, I know you and Fame go back a little minute. How long, how long, though? Because when I met you guys, the relationship, the bond that y'all had was impeccable. It was like y'all were unseparable, and I like that. What does fame bring to the table for you?
Oh, man, fame, my dog. He my engineer, you know what I'm saying? He my family, basically, you know what I'm saying? Me and fame been rocking with each other for a minute. So it's always going to be a me and fame. That's like we like Snoop and Dre, bro, on the real.
Right. Good comparison, bro. Real good comparison.
We always gonna ride. He engineered my music, man. He let me know what's a go and what's a no. And actually, that song right there, man, me and Fame was kind of disagreeing on it because it's something I ain't never did before. So when Red Beard was in the back seat and was like, yo, this is a banger. Yeah,
dude,
we was like.
You remember that night, bro? Woo, I went crazy when I heard that.
Yeah, when you did that, I was like, okay. I'm like, I think I do guess one because we wasn't even finished putting all the little stuff in it or whatever. But when you heard it like it was, you was like, man. So I took that and ran with it, bro.
And I'm glad you did because I know you say he's your engineer. And when I found that out, I was like, what? You the engineer on Empire, but you're actually an engineer. And then you got the man's music sounding superb. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
hats
man.
Hats off
fame
to both of y'all, bro.
Yeah, Fame done mastered that, bro. Yeah, he definitely did, man. Fame, man, actually, Viz, man, it's crazy because both of my engineers, man, Vision was my engineer in high school, bro. And he on the Empire. He be engineering on the Empire, too. So two engineers
see,
that I
work
with, you know what I'm saying? They both on the Empire killing and doing what they do, you know?
That's what I like. Hollywood, did you have a question for Red?
You know what? No, bro, this is you. I got it. I'm listening. I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, you know, the 6 degrees of separation, the connection. You know, he said he's working now as an adult with creatives who are connected to Empire, and it's the same cat he grew up with. You know,
right.
See how life journal, your journey in life, the connections you make, it's all important. Along the way, as you're hustling, whatever your hustle is, but in Hollywood, it helps to have connections with people that you already have trusting
a relationship with,
bonds with. Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
So, Red, why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners out there where they can find your music and follow you at right quick before we wrap this up.
All right, man, y'all can follow me at, you know what I'm saying, at Hits on Deck Red on Twitter. That's Hits on Deck with a Z, you know what I'm saying? And you can follow me on, you know what I'm saying, Instagram at One Dat Boy Red. And
One Dat Boy Red on Instagram. Go ahead.
Nah, you good, bro. And let me see, because, you know, I'm looking through my Snapchat. I'll be messing with my Snapchat more now. So y'all can hit me on the Snapchat. Dat Boy Red 1. That DatBoiRed. Dat Boy Red 1, you know. So.
And then tell them again where they can find that song. Is the song available for download on iTunes or anything?
You can find the song on SoundCloud. I believe I got it downloadable, man. But my SoundCloud, you can find that too at One Dat Boy Red. So,
One Dat Boy Red. Make sure y'all get that. One Dat Boy Red on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
If y'all like that joint, go ahead and check them out.
Yep.
So
HODTV YouTube for the videos,
exactly,
man.
Exactly. Say it again.
HODTV. I'm going on YouTube, HODTV for the visuals. I got my new joint up there featuring Vega G, Back to Work Now. That's what we working at too. So go ahead and check them joints out too, all visuals. And, you know, let me know what y'all think. Now, I appreciate all y'all. Hollywood Hustle, Red Beard, the whole cast.
Yes, sir, bro. Anytime, bro. You know, I had to reach out to you. So, and you will be back. So, this is not your first and only. I appreciate you coming on the show. And for the listeners out there, make sure y'all tune in this Friday because we're going to have another dope show featuring my boy Chad London. He's another independent artist. And then as well, I got a comedian coming on, Sucker Free. That's my boy from the neighborhood. So we gonna have a dope show this Friday. This show was dope today with Dat Boy Red. Y'all make sure y'all get those links. Follow him. Check out his music. This is the Indie 15. This your boy Red Beard. Hollywood Hustle. We out of here.
All right, day. Holla.
All right. Well, that was wonderful. Thank you, Dead Boy Red, for tuning in. I really love the show. Thank you for chatting it up, chopping it up with Redbeard and I. And Redbeard, really quickly, we have about 5 minutes left in the show. Anybody listening, indie artists, whether you're an actor, you don't just have to be a musician. You can call it up, the Indie 15. If you have just questions about the business, you can ask us both. But truly, the Indie 15 highlights music. But I think you're open to other
No, it's not just music. It's not just
okay,
music.
Okay, break
it's
it down.
Indie
How do they
15
get
where we focus on music. Well, whatever your hustle is in the industry, you got to be in the industry, and you got to have a hustle. Music, directing, acting, actresses, models, whatever the case may be. Hit your boy up, man, so we can let people know about your craft and so they can get in tune with your movement. That's what we all about.
And you created an email for this. What was the email? Is it indie15@gmail.com?
The email to submit any info. I'm sorry. The email to submit any info as far as your craft or music. And remember, the music must be clean, no profanity. The email is the indie15@gmail.com. Again, that's the indie15@gmail.com. Submit, 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 submit. Come on the show, man. We would love to have you.
Well, that's it. Rock and roll, people. We are back here. We have about 4 minutes left in the show. We'll be back here on Friday. I think our show Friday is about an hour and a half because Redbeard, Indie 15, he has two guests. And then, of course, we'll be trying to figure out the blind items, the reveals, and spilling the tea about all that good stuff. And, of course, you're welcome to call in with questions that you have about, you know, guests, past guests, tips you're looking for, advice you're seeking. That's what the Hollywood Hustle Show is all about. Of course, again, I'm your host, Nye McGee. You can email me at NY, like New York, NY McGee. I hear you, Molly. That's the bird in the background. Yes, yes. I'm providing them with the information now, Molly. Hush up. Nye McGee 1, the number one. Molly Bird, Nye McGee 1 at gmail.com. Of course, you can follow me on Instagram, which I need to update. And you know, nobody claimed the May prize. I told you guys every month I have a giveaway, right? Nobody claimed the May prize. I was giving away a DVD Blu-ray of Sleepless, okay? That Jamie Foxx film. Nobody claimed the May prize. It's going to roll over into the June prize. And I will announce the June prize on May 15th. And how you can, oh, it's June 15th, I'm sorry. June 15th. If that's even a show, I will figure it out. One of the middle of the month shows, if that's not the 15th, we'll figure it out. Or maybe Friday show. Maybe we don't even have to wait till the middle of the month. Right there, just announce the May prize on the June prize on Friday.
Yeah, announce it on Friday.
Give them a month, because I know a lot of people don't listen to the show live. They listen to the playback. And a lot of people don't listen to the full show. They just listen to whatever segments they want. So truly, the person who wins the prize is the person who makes it to the all the way to the end of the show. And here's this mention about, if you want the May prize, all you have to do is go to my Instagram account, see a pink star that's labeled Nye Hollywood. It's announcing the Hollywood Hustle Show. Just go into the comments section of that star and say, I listened to the Hollywood Hustle Show. I want the prize. Hashtag Nye Hollywood. Those exact words. I listen to the Hollywood Hustle Show and I want the prize. Hashtag Nye Hollywood. You write that in the comment section, you get the May prize, the DVD. If you don't write that in the comment section until after I announce the June prize, well, you'll win them both. Fair, Redbeard?
Fair. Fair to me. Only and you know what? You actually got me thinking about creating a little giveaway. How you giving away stuff? I need to give away stuff for the Indie 15. Let me
only
work
the
on
loyal
that
listeners, only the obviously only the loyal listeners, only the people who truly care will pay attention and win, because again, they'll have to make it to a certain part of the show to win the prize. That's when we'll announce it, which is probably the later half of the show, right?
Right.
So or maybe, no, we'll announce it at the top of the show, and then we'll announce at the end of the show how you can win the prize. But right now, you already know. So you have a heads up if you're listening right now, or if you're listening anytime before we announce the prize next month. And so I just got the 60-second warning. We have 60 seconds left. Thank you for tuning in to the Hollywood Hustle Show. This is your fast-talking Chi-Town girl, Los Angeles Nightcrawler, Nye McGee, a.k.a. Nye Hollywood, tuning out. And Redbeard, what do you want to say to the people in parting?
Make sure y'all follow me, Redbeard438, on any social media outlet. And make sure y'all tune in this Friday to another dope episode of the Indie 15. If you need that email address again, it's theindie15@gmail.com. Hit me up.
Have a great week, folks. Week. I can't speak because I'm parched. I need some water. Have a great week, folks. And we hope to hear you back here. Join us on Friday. And, of course, if you want to be a guest on the show, email me or call us. 646-668-8342. Call us during the live show. Peace.